The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like you're home with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed. Cousin Ed's Corner back at you again. Over here today, we are thanking God for everything. It is thank God for everything. We don't thank God just for Friday at TGIF. We thank God for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We thank God for every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year, every decade, every century. And today I'm thanking God for you. Thanking God for your friends, your family, your loved ones. Thanking God for all the hurt, harm, and danger that he has protected us from. I just want to thank God for everything. And join me in today's show in thanking God for everything. Today we're lucky to have a special guest on who's come back to Cousin Ed's Corner and basically a family member now. You know how your family come over and just say, get out of the kitchen, I got this. But this family member came over and said, I got this show for you, Cousin Ed. And today we're blessed to have Coach Jasmine taking over Cousin Ed's Corner for Thank God for Everything. So sit back, relax, listen in. Be sure to share this show with your friends, family, and loved ones. But not only that, be sure to let her know what you think of the show. We love you over here at Cousin Ed's Corner. It is not only about us. This is a community for everyone. So be sure to sign up and follow. And be sure to let her know what you think. Love y'all. Peace. I'm out of here.
Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be back on Cousin Ed's Corner for this episode of Thank God for Everything. And what I want to share with you is not anything that you haven't heard before, because we all have a testimony to what God has done for us in our lives. And we should always want to share that, because there is a lesson in that, and it will of course help somebody else who is going through some sort of trial and tribulation. So I just want to share with you one of my experiences, and you know, this is personal of course, but I'm open to sharing because I hope this will help someone else. But I went through this process of being angry with God. And I was angry because things were not happening the way that I thought that they should happen. I felt as though, like, Lord, I'm being faithful. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Why am I still in this situation? What am I not doing? What am I not seeing? And I didn't realize that ultimately I was in the way, because I wasn't obedient and I wasn't listening, actively listening to what he was telling me. And we all know the Father will put us through and tap our tail when we don't do the things that he has asked of us to do, because we think we can do it ourselves. And so I went through this period of being angry and wondering why I kept going through or being stuck in this specific situation. And so as a result of that, I in essence turned my back on him. Not 100%, but you know, like a child who has a tantrum, you're upset. So you just like, I'm not listening. You know, you turn your head and you squint your face and you have an attitude. And I was just like, whatever, I'm going to do what I think is best for me. And of course, he dealt with me how he needed to. And he would tell me what to do. And I would be like, not going to do that. And it got to the point where he had to, in essence, sit me down and say, do what I told you to do. And I did. And it was the hardest thing for me to do because my loyalty was for where that situation was at. And that is why God had to sit me down, because he said, who are you to put man before me? Okay. And he dealt with me and my anger. And I was able to see the vision that he had for me once I was able to get out of my own way. I was able to express gratitude and celebrate him and all that he's done for me. See, sometimes we just need to sit and be still and let God be God. And also sit and reflect on how far you've come. A lot of us don't take that time to just sit and reflect from your childhood to your adulthood, how God has covered you and carried you through every single situation that you've been in. Even when you thought you couldn't make it through, he held you and carried you through. He was able to have your back when nobody else would, because that's what fathers do. And so I was able to celebrate and rejoice in who he was to me and for me. And once I was able to get out of my way, he said, I got you. And he opened a door. And when he opened that door, when I tell you the prayer that I prayed, he opened that door and he gave me every single thing that I prayed for. And I sat there and reflected like, whoa, I mean, like a kid seeing some candy, the candy that they wanted. It was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is for me. This is all for me. Are you serious? And it just kept coming and coming. And I was just like, I'm not deserving of this. I didn't feel like I was deserving of it, but I praised him anyway through it all. And I'm so grateful and thankful for who he is to me and for me. And even in those moments where you feel like you are all alone, you know where your strength and your help comes from. And sometimes we forget because we are human. Our flesh kind of gets in the way. But I want to remind you to get out of the way. Pray when you don't feel like praying. Listen to the gospel music that you need to listen to praise him. Be grateful for the situation, whatever it may be, because every situation in our life is a lesson. We may not see it in that moment because life gets to life and then things get heavy and we get into our own feelings and again, we get in our own way. But remember that God's got you. So celebrate, acknowledge, rejoice in the breakthrough that God has for you in advance. You have to see it. You have to believe it, even in your darkest time, even in your darkest hour, because he's always with us. One of the things that I had to do, and I continue to do, is I'll close my eyes and I'll wrap my arms around me, or I'll visually see God wrapping his arms around me and rock and just talk to him and let him know that I am weak, and I envision him as my father just carrying me and holding me until he talks to me and tells me everything will be okay. So this message is for someone out there who is going through right now, or someone who just needs a reminder that God's got you. Thank him for everything, even when it's tough. Thank him for everything that's going to happen in your future. Thank him for just being him, because without him, we would be nothing. So again, get out of your own way. Let God do what he does best. Know that everything will be okay. Talk to him when you need to talk to him. And if you need a friend or a shoulder to lean on that friend. But also remember to stay out of your own way. All right, you guys, that is my message for today. I thank Cousin Ed for allowing me to come on here and speak to you all. Even in me saying this, I'm very emotional because I'm able to reflect on all that he's done and continues to do in my life and those around me. And I'm glad to be a child of God. All right, I love you guys, in case no one told you today, but God loves you more. Take care, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed.